AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Democrats who want to be president face off tonight in their first debate. Our Jerry Bodlander reports from the debate city of Las Vegas that Hillary Clinton's got some explaining to do tonight.
In addition to her vote for the war in Iraq, which Lincoln Chafee says is at the center of his decision to run, Hillary Rodham Clinton will likely take some heat for changing her position on a number of issues. She recently said she opposes the Trans-Pacific Partnership. When she was Secretary of State, she supported it. And Clinton also changed her view on same-sex marriage.
And she may well be asked about this tonight. The new AP report that the private email server she used while Secretary of State was vulnerable to hackers. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel.
Clinton's server, which handled her personal and State Department correspondence, appeared to allow users to connect openly over the Internet to control it remotely. That's according to detailed records compiled in 2012. Experts said the Microsoft Remote Desktop Service wasn't intended for such use without additional protective measures.
A Clinton spokesman, though, says the AP report does not include evidence of an actual security breach. Dutch investigators say a Buk missile brought down that Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in eastern Ukraine last year. 298 people were killed. A relative of one of the dead says they were told the missile was made in Russia. 2 weeks after the Russians began airstrikes against rebels in Syria, the rebels have responded by firing two shells at the Russian embassy in Syria's capital of Damascus. Nobody hurt. The Russians are calling it terrorism. In the sports world, yesterday's winners were the Mets, the Cubs, the Blue Jays, and the Royals. In football, the Steelers won their game. This is AP Radio News. Doctors say a new type of heart stent that works like dissolving stitches, slowly going away after it has done its job, passed its first major test in a large study. Our Marilyn Marchione says the FDA is considering this for use in the U.S.
It dissolves rather than remains as a permanent implant. It's made of material a lot like dissolving stitches. So the idea is it would stay in place for about a year, help keep the artery open, and then slowly dissolve over the next 2 or 3 years and let the artery go back to its natural state.
Results were discussed yesterday at a conference in San Francisco, and they are online. The results are in the New England Journal of Medicine. Playboy will no longer publish photos of nude women as part of a redesign. It's just passé, says Playboy's CEO. The magazine will still feature women in provocative poses, but they will no longer be fully nude, says Playboy. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.